It was more money than the vendor made with her masks in 3 days. No stranger to negotiation, she shook her head and held up 2 fingers. The blonde woman produced a 2nd bill. Disbelieving of her good fortune, the gypsy shrugged a reluctant yes, trying to look indifferent as she crouched down and grabbed the bars, looking into the man's eyes so they could synchronize their efforts. As the man heaved again, the gypsy pulled upward with arms made strong from years of carrying her wares, and the grate swung upward. Halfway. Just as she thought they had it, there was a loud crash beneath her, and the man disappeared, plummeting back down into the well as the folding chair collapsed beneath him. The iron grate grew instantly heavier in her hands, and she thought she would have to drop it. But the promise of 200 euros gave her strength, and she managed to heave the grate up against the side of the basilica, where it came to rest with a loud clang. Breathless, the gypsy peered down into the well at the twist of bodies and broken furniture. As the man got back up and brushed himself off, she reached down into the well, holding out her hand for her money. The ponytailed woman nodded appreciatively and raised the 2 bills over her head. The gypsy reached down, but it was too far.
"Give the money to the man."
Suddenly there was a commotion in the shaft, angry voices shouting from inside the basilica. The man and woman both spun in fear, recoiling from the window. Then everything turned to chaos. The dark-haired man took charge, crouching down and firmly ordering the woman to place her foot into a cradle formed by his fingers. She stepped in, and he heaved upward. She skimmed up the side of the shaft, stuffing the bills in her teeth to free her hands as she strained to reach the lip. The man heaved higher, higher, lifting her until her hands curled over the edge. With enormous effort, she heaved herself up into the square like a woman climbing out of a swimming pool. She shoved the money into the gypsy's hands and immediately spun around and knelt at the edge of the well, reaching back down for the man. It was too late. Powerful arms in long black sleeves were reaching into the well like the thrashing tentacles of some hungry monster, grasping at the man's legs, pulling him back toward the window.
"Run, Sienna!" shouted the struggling man. "Now!"
The gypsy saw their eyes lock in an exchange of pained regret, and then it was over. The man was dragged roughly down through the window and back into the basilica. The blonde woman stared down in shock, her eyes welling with tears.
"I'm so sorry, Robert," she whispered.
Then after a pause, she added,
"For everything."
A moment later, the woman sprinted off into the crowd, her ponytail swinging as she raced down the narrow alleyway of the Merceria dell'Orologio, disappearing into the heart of Venice.